So I guess gingers are black, according to TikTok. I'm finding this out the last few days, and the reactions from everybody are awesome. Thanks for the invite to the cookout. I'll bring the aluminum, and I'll sit and listen and I'll watch. I would love some advice for the fit. You know, throw me some ideas. You can see green and blues probably go well, but I'm a big guy, so what you got, I'll take it. I was thinking about the experiences that us gingers share with black people, apparently. No way do my experiences even come close to what, like, marginalization black people have felt. Like, my experiences are probably very light comparatively, you know? I don't remember a time not being picked on, though, for my hair. Unless it was by old ladies when I was a kid. I just remember a lot of, you know, cheek grabbing and just like a lot of attention. And then that kind of went away, thankfully, when I was a little older, from the old ladies, I guess you could say. As I got into my teenage year, but the from my peers, you know, I kind of had to embrace the ginger and the freckles are souls thing. And now it's a joke that I control. I control that narrative. But the ginger hate is real. There's one year I'm a teacher. I got the amount of ginger jokes, you know, I would get in a day sometimes would definitely affect me. Right? When is a joke not a joke? I don't know. Something I'd have to teach my students, right? Like, okay. Actually, we're done joking, please. And anytime I thought about it, that I was called a ginger by someone who isn't a ginger, it didn't feel good. I never really liked it. It was always a little derogatory. Like, it never was like, I don't know. I couldn't put it in context. But other gingers calling me ginger, it was always like, hey, ginger, ginger brother, ginger sister, something like that. I always joked that all gingers know each other kind of thing. But again, I just feel like every time I've been called a ginger, there was a little malice or a little like other there. So, and then the hair, like, especially the last few years, growing it out, and, yeah, I haven't been touched, thankfully, that much, maybe a little bit, but I definitely, you know, keep my bubble. Students will ask me if I, like, dye my hair, because I keep it up a lot, and it gets greasy really fast, like, even today, it's darker than normal, right? It's been a couple days since I washed it. So it's really bright, especially when it's really bright outside. It gets a lot of sun. It does change color and it adds some blonde, strawberry blonde, and it's really bright. And kids are like, wow, it's gorgeous, Campbell. I want your hair. So now it's like obsessive. People want it. So apparently that's the new thing. Yeah. So all that said, this has been awesome to watch on TikTok. Here to learn, here to be part of the community. I definitely am making sure I'm taking ginger back, right? And if people want to call me ginger, it's ginger. Thank you very much. So if you watched it this far, sorry for the stuffy nose. And again, I'm looking for how I can be part of the black community at least. Again, let me know what I could bring to the cookout, if anything yet. But if I do come, if you invite me, I'm there to learn and take some fit advice. All right, thanks.